Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, about 100 residents of a senior living center in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, signed a petition against a new business that plans to open up across the street. What's this business that so offends all the senior citizens?
Like a casket company?
Close enough. It's a funeral home.
A funeral home, yeah. Yeah, that well, makes it. A little morbid. I mean, that's pretty good planning when you think of it.
Well,
you
know, quote, "I don't like it at all. It kind of gives you an uncomfortable feeling." That was 65-year-old Marge Dunkel, one of the residents of the Lake City Senior Center, explaining why she's opposed to the Aspen Funeral Home opening across the street.
And the chairlift that gets you there.
Yeah.
My mother would have found that so convenient. She would have loved it.
Because, you know, I don't want anybody to go to any trouble.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She was so worried we were going to have to spend more than we needed to at hotels that she didn't die with some notice.
Right. Just put me on some casters and just shove me across the street. Because I don't want to be any trouble.
You know,
I'm going to sleep in the coffin to save you the bother.
If the height difference was sufficient between the senior home, and you could just toss them off the roof with enough forward momentum.
Pete, let's go look at that mahogany one again.
Yeah. Old
oh, I'm
women
feeling faint.
Love...
I better run across the street and sit there. Tom, two men in New York took their roommate to a check cashing store and tried to cash his Social Security check since he couldn't do it himself. They were arrested on fraud charges when it became apparent that the roommate was what?
Dead?
Yes. There was no foul play in the death of Virgilio Cintron. He died of natural causes, but his roommates discovered his body, and they stopped to think, and they said, you know, he's not going to need that check.
So they have plenty of heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they put him in a wheelchair. They used the classic method of giving him a floppy hat and some sunglasses. And they pushed him down to the check-cashing place in the corner.
Weekend at Bernie's.
And they were like, yeah.
Totally Weekend at Bernie's.
And they were like,
this
is our friend.
This guy.
It's his check. He's not feeling well, but we're here to cash for him. Here he is. See, here's his ID. And a policeman was there.
How did they ever catch these guys?
Well, a policeman was there, and he went over and he started questioning Mr. Cintron. Mm. And after some astute, you know.
How are you doing, Mr. Cintron?
Oh, he's fine.
And determined that the applicant was, in fact, deceased.
Oh.
And the two men were arrested.
I wonder if they actually pulled one of those, like, surprise things as though he had just died in the chair.
Like, oh!
Oh, my God!
Are you dead?
Dead?
He had just asked us to wheel him to the bank in his sunglasses. Oh, this is terrible.
I was just thinking, this is one of those things, if my 10-year-old daughter did it, I'd be kind of proud.
Yeah. Right, because it seemed like such a good idea at the time, you know.
Ted. He seemed a little logy this morning.
What, dead? We knew he was tired, but dead?
He gets like this sometimes.
He gets all dead.
I'll tell you, it's tragic, but you know what his last wish was? That you'd cash the check.
Oh.
Don't dishonor his memory.
Oh. So carry me, I'm just a dead man.